Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Oscar, and I'm with Opinion Research. We are conducting an important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Hector County. Sir, would you have a few minutes to help me out with this research, please?
Yeah, I got a few minutes.
Awesome. So let me ask you, generally, do you think that the things in Hector County are on the right track, or are things are on the wrong track?
Generally on the right track.
Got it. And what is the most important issue facing Hector County at the moment?
Education. Diversification of economy.
Got it. So now let me ask you, how would you rate economic conditions in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair?
Poor.
Poor.
There's only one industry that you can make money on, and that's oil.
Understood.
There's no money in anything else there.
Got it. Now, let me ask you, 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Hector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
5 years, probably worse off.
Understood. And how concerned are you about the security and the future for your own job or other, or the jobs of any close family members in Hector County?
Not particularly. I don't fear for their jobs.
Got it. So I'm not too concerned at all.
No.
Understood. Now, I am going to read you a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. So please tell me, how would you rate each in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor? So let me start with the first one, which is being able to get from place to place with little traffic.
Good.
Good. What about the ability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature?
Average.
So fair enough?
Fair. Okay. It could have been better. It could have been a lot worse.
Got it. And what about the availability of affordable housing?
It was good.
Good.
Compared to the rest of the country?
Got it. And what about availability of quality health care?
Average. Fair.
Fair. And public safety and low crime?
Good.
Good. Effective leadership from... Understood. And what about effective leadership from elected officials?
Good. I had a problem and I contacted the mayor's office and they took care of it in no time.
Understood. And what about the availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music?
Poor.
Poor. And quality of the public schools?
Fair.
Right. And what about having a vibrant nightlife, clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment?
Poor.
Let's move on to the next one. Natural beauty and physical setting.
Poor.
What about public transportation?
Poor.
Offering job opportunities in your field?
Poor.
And welcoming and inviting the people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture?
Fair.
And what about a shared vision of an effective plan for an economic development and job growth?
Poor.
Poor. Got it. Sir, we are on the 41% completion of the survey. Thank you very much for your time right now. Trust me that it's been kind of rough today to get, some answers from the people. So thank you so much that you are taking the time to talk with me about it.
You're welcome.
So now let me ask you, please help me out by rating Hector County as a place to live for the following types of people, using excellent, good, fair, or poor. Let's start with the first group, which is immigrants from other countries.
Fair.
What about racial and ethnic minorities?
Fair.
Recent college graduates looking to enter the job market?
Poor.
What about retirees?
Fair.
What about people living below the poverty line?
4.
And what about entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses?
4.
And families with children?
I found it to be 4. My family.
Got it. And what about people like you?
4.
And young single people?
What's that?
Young people, young single people.
I'd say 4.
Got it. And how would you rate the overall quality of life in Hector County at the moment? Excellent, good, fair, poor?
Fair.
Fair. Understood. We are on a 61% completion on this. So now let me ask you, over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Hector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
I think it will improve.
Understood. And thinking about economic development, it generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for economic development in Hector County? Very familiar?
Not familiar at all.
Understood. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Hector County?
Fair.
Somewhat confident, not too confident?
Not too confident.
Not too confident. Understood. Now, community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. So how familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Hector County?
Not familiar at all.
Understood. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Hector County?
Not confident at all.
Understood. And how likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Hector County into the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Move to or from?
To any other place, you know.
We've already moved from Hector County. We are in Harris County now.
Got it. And in your opinion, what is the primary reason that your or family member are likely to move from that area?
There's no economic opportunity.
So pretty
there's
much
the oil field, and that's it.
Got it. So it's related to poor economic conditions or lack of jobs and all of that, right?
Yeah, and it's just not a nice place to live.
Got it. And finally, Joe, a few questions about your and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
I have a veterinarian wife.
So it's about college graduate?
Postgraduate.
Postgraduate. Oh, got it. Okay. And in terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
I consider myself an Independent.
Independent. Understood. And what is your age? You don't have to give 40. Me the exact number. Oh, okay. Thank you. And do you have a school-age child living in your household?
Yes, 4 of them.
Got it. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White Anglo, Black African American, Hispanic Latino, Asian, or other?
White Anglo.
Understood. And is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
No.
Got it. And is your annual household income below the $25,000 to $39,000? $40,000 to $74,000, or is above the $75,000?
Above $75,000.
Got it. And are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, a homemaker, a student, or currently unemployed?
I am a homemaker and the wife works.
Understood. And in terms of gender, do you consider yourself as a male?
Yep.
Got it. And do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
We used to. We do not anymore.
Okay. Understood. Sir, thank you very much for your time. This completes our survey today. I really appreciate all your time, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, okay? Take care.
No problem. You as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye, sir.
You're welcome. Bye.